Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Seth Eve Sports Podcast Audio Boom. We continue our Get to Know series as we talk to some announcers about what their interests are away from the broadcast booth, as well as some of their moments on the booth, in the booth, and how they've gotten to where they are today. Joining me today, you might know this guy from the Big Ten Network's field hockey coverage and as the voice of the Carolina Railhawks soccer team, Dean Linke is with us. Dean, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Seth, great to be with you, my man.
All right, so let's go ahead and get right into it, Dean. How did you first get into broadcasting?
Well, I knew I always wanted to be a broadcaster, even as a kid, after I played all the sports and after we'd be done playing. I would do the fake interviews and that type of thing. I remember driving to Cleveland Cavaliers games as a seventh grader with a whole bunch of friends in the car and interview them as if their world be free and some of the great Cavs back in the days, which is kind of timely right now when you think about the Cavs. But the biggest thing was I got into public relations with U.S. soccer back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was a time when U.S. soccer was kind of on the rise and TV stations would send out a camera operator, but they wouldn't send anybody to interview the players. And I would just grab the microphone and start interviewing them. And I knew then after the World Cup, because I was a press officer for the U.S. World Cup team, I knew that I wanted to get into broadcasting. From there, I went to be the director of communications for Major League Soccer. And the last team that was named was Colorado, and they needed some help because they're the last team to join the 10 team at the time, Major League Soccer. And I said, look, I'll leave Major League Soccer and come join you, but only if I can call your games. And they said, all right, that's the deal. So I started calling games back in 1996 and been calling games ever since.
That's a pretty good, that's one way to get your foot in the door, say, hey, I'll join you, just let me call the games. That's a good way to do it, I guess. Growing up, who were your broadcast idols growing up?
Yeah, you know, I loved Pat Summerall, for sure. I loved any call Pat Summerall did, not just on football, but I also loved him on the Masters. Loved watching golf. I still love watching golf, and I love the way Jim Nantz calls golf. I love the way Jim Nantz calls everything. And I think even as I was growing up, Jim Nantz was just coming on, and I followed his career, you know, quite a long time. So I would say Pat Summerall, number one, and Jim Nantz right up there. I mean, you know, I grew up at a time when Jim McKay was also on Wide World of Sports and loved him. And but, you know, now in modern day, you know, Mike Tirico, I think, is just incredible because he makes the jump from ESPN to NBC. I think he's an incredible play-by-play guy.
Yeah, those are some good ones. Obviously, Summerall, living legend. I'm with you on Nantz, too. He could do anything, but there's something about when he calls the Masters. It's just, you know, springs arrive when he calls the Masters. That's just the way I look at it. Dean, you said, I guess that was one of your first jobs, was calling games for the Colorado Rapids. What do you exactly remember about that first job you had in broadcasting?
Well, I remember not knowing exactly what I was doing, that's for sure. And I remember the biggest thing, Seth, that you know as well as anybody, you know, with the producer and at times, and, you know, a lot of the games sometimes now a producer and a director, but sometimes just one with both of them in my ear, and then, you know, working talk back and being able to hold a thought and have somebody talking to you at the same time is something you got to learn pretty quickly. And that was probably the most difficult thing, Seth, but once you got adjusted to that, I tried to just, you know, have a conversation, have fun. I will say, you know, whether it's field hockey or I just did rowing, I did gymnastics, I did the softball, Big Ten championships, whatever sport it is, I try to approach it like it's their Super Bowl, you know, because I know if it's important to them, it needs to be important to me, and that's kind of how I attack each broadcast, no matter what it is.
That's a great philosophy. I mean, you and I kind of talked about that off the air before we got started. What has been your most memorable favorite broadcast moment so far?
Boy, that's a good question. Boy, there's so many. I mean, this year's been kind of fun because I broke into gymnastics and was up to college gymnastics with Sean Johnson and my family, my mom and my sister, huge Sean Johnson fans, the former gold medalist and Dancing with the Stars. Well, you know, was a lot of fun. I mean, I think the fact that I called the first ever game on the Big Ten Network growing up in Ohio, rooting for the Ohio State Buckeyes. The first ever game was a soccer game on a Friday night, Ohio State, West Virginia on the Big Ten Network. The next day, App State beat Michigan in football, which, you know, if you think about it, if you're a network, it's kind of like a weather station, you know, launching and they have a massive ice storm or snowstorm. You know, the only place to see App State knock off the Michigan Wolverines was the Big Ten Network. And the day before, I had done the first ever game I got to tell you, I put that way up there because growing up in Ohio, going to Ohio State and being on campus of Ohio State and calling games for the Big Ten Network, that was, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that was. Wow, the first ever game for the Big Ten. Of course, it gets overshadowed by that huge upset. I remember I was out and about that day. I was like, let's get on the Big Ten Network. Then we realized this TV might not have the Big Ten Network. It was just obviously in its infancy. We were like, where's the game? I said, I don't think you're going to find it. But, hey, times have changed, that is for sure. You go to a lot of places to do a lot of games. What is your favorite place to broadcast a game, whether it be the city or the venue, just wherever, your favorite place?
Yeah, you know, I love going to Penn State. In fact, I was just in Penn State for the Big Ten Softball Championship. I just think it's a beautiful campus. It's not easy to get to, but whether you're flying in or driving in, I really enjoy it. I've called some big soccer games at UC Santa Barbara. The atmosphere there for college soccer is amazing. You know, they played UCLA there and a couple other teams that had 15,000 people. That's always been fun. You know, I called some games at Ohio Stadium, including Major League Soccer games that first year when I was the voice of the Colorado Rapids. I definitely would put that up there. You know, anytime I can call a Big Ten championship or any championship, I enjoy that. And, you know, even the Carolina Railhawks, they've had some great teams over the years, a lot of memorable moments there, particularly when Martin Rennie was the coach and they were making runs for a championship.
So some good places, obviously. Yeah, it's hard. Of all those, I'd say the Horseshoe kind of be a hard place to top, being it's obviously one of the great stadiums in American sports, as far as I'm concerned. Moving a little bit away from the broadcast booth now, Dean, when you're not broadcasting, what do you like to do?
Well, both my kids are pretty good basketball players, Seth, and my favorite thing to do, even more than broadcasting, is to watch my kids play sports, any sport. And right now they're, you know, full goal into basketball, both of them at AAU. And my oldest son was a heck of a high school player as well. My youngest son's now a sophomore, just finishing up AAU. So I will, even around my broadcast schedule, which I'll bounce from sport to sport, I always sort my schedule around my kids' games. So over the years, I only miss, you know, you're going to miss some, but I miss maybe 5% of their games and just manage my schedule around it. So without question, that's my favorite thing to do, Seth.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, you always want to cherish the memories that you have with your kids, especially as they're growing up. All right, this is just a personal thing out in the thing, because as I joked with my first guest, I said this is coming from someone who, to put it lightly, is well-fed. What is your favorite food, Dean?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Chicago, which is a great if you're a foodie. By the way, I am a foodie. I love food. And I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is a great foodie town as well, on campus of the University of North Carolina. But in Chicago, my favorite restaurant is Twin Acres. And for $20, they have the best half a rack of ribs, half a chicken, barbecue chicken with the Prohibition sauce that I, no matter what time, I got an early game, a late game, a morning game, that's my spot. I got to hit that at least one time a day while I'm there. So I would say barbecue chicken and barbecue ribs
got to
be top number one, my man.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. If I ever make it to Chicago, I will keep that in mind. Well, Dean, it was great having you on with us. This was really excellent. I enjoyed talking with you. Take care of yourself and enjoy the travels as your broadcast career continues.
Chef, I appreciate that. Let me just say I love the fact that you're watching college sports the way you do, and oftentimes I'll see feedback from you on some random sports that I'm doing, and I love it. I appreciate the energy you bring, and thanks for having me on, my man.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Great having you on. Dean Linke, our guest here on the Seth Eve Sports Podcast.